This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here are your hosts, Sean Green and Ryan Kramer.
I can't believe we're letting these guys on my network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Sack of the Money Green filling in for Ryan Kramer, CJ Sullivan. What's happening, CJ?
Nothing much. Just watching the Broncos get...
Oh, I'm getting my butt kicked in preseason.
This is
good
ridiculous.
To get the losers out of the way. Get ready for the regular season.
These Packers are playing spirited
they
football.
They really are trying hard. CJ, we're just talking about Survivor. And, of course, get in on Survivor.
Yes.
Get in on all the great contests here at Circa. $30 million guaranteed. No rake. The best and biggest football contest in the world. Three contests, multiple ways to win. Circa Million, $6 million guaranteed. Survivor, $20 million guaranteed. $4 million grandissimo guarantee. And of course, all goes back to you, the contestants. So enter in Nevada, play from anywhere. Great excuse, come out. Still time. Come out for contest weekend. Great weekend to come out, or come out anytime between now and the Saturday when those picks lock. Get in on the contest. Once in a lifetime experience. It's good to do as a group. It's good to do solo. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's awesome. Football's here, CJ.
It is. It is. Thank God. I mean, we had a long summer where we all lost our minds. We pretended to like soccer for a week, for a month. You know, we were wearing scarves. Flat out, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was.
You know?
Hey, I'm in all soccer.
Right. Yeah,
all right. USA lost soccer. Not so
we're
fun.
Calling it the pitch, you know, things like that. And, you know, we played women's basketball and that became a whole political thing. So now, thank God, football's back here to make us sane again.
Speaking of that, we got a big Saturday and Sunday of NFL preseason kicking off the Commanders at the Lions. Commanders now getting a point and a half. It was as high as 4.5. When we talked about it on the podcast,
right.
Commanders were 4.5. I'm still taking the Commanders and the points here. I just...
Is that because of the Mariota news and he's not playing?
Yeah, I would guess so. Although that would, I mean, Commanders were the dog there, so him not playing.
Oh, went the other way. Okay.
Yeah. To me, it's just both these guys are pretty bad preseason head coaches. Campbell, 5-11 straight up. Dan Quinn, 8-19. Dan Quinn coming off a rare win. But to me, it's just on the other side with the Lions, I can't lay points with guys who are bad in the preseason. So at a, obviously, you've missed the best of the number here, but. I'm taking the Commanders plus 1.5. So, and it seems like there's this thing where anytime you're getting CLV in a preseason game, you got to be careful. So the fact that there's 3 points of CLV lost maybe is a good sign for the Commanders here. Might get a little Jaden Daniels. I think that news is leaking out, and that's probably why we might see him for a series. So I will take the Commanders in the point and a half, but what are you doing here, CJ?
It's funny. They will throw Daniels out there because he's on a PR nightmare right now.
Anything to not talk about five.
Right.
So if they had a sense of humor, they'd play him 5 snaps and the internet would lose its mind.
4 snaps, 5 out of respect. He doesn't.
Yeah, there you go. That's the joke. I missed.
Vibe along. But like, no, you're right. And that would be interesting if he does play. I can't bet Quinn on a preseason game. Quinn is so bad in a preseason
it's
game.
True.
I mean, he just doesn't do it. I know the point and a half to CLV, and there's been a trend this year of all the steam. You go against it. I guess it's like a huge record of the way the numbers moved. And look at last night's Raider game. It fell right in the middle. But you're right. These are two bad, historically, preseason teams. I'll just take the Lions just out of just because I can't.
No, I mean, it's you're both are bad preseason head coaches,
right.
Which it made it a little easier to swallow when it was 4.5, 1.5. I guess I'm still on the Commanders here. Next up after that, we got the Atlanta Falcons at the Indianapolis Colts. You want to talk about bad preseason teams? This Falcons team is one of the worst preseason teams. We're expect no Tua. Which I don't know if that's good or bad for the Falcons. Looking at a lot of Jack Strand and Cooper Rush. Shane Steichen, he's about 500 in the preseason. But Atlanta, and I got this over on VSiN.com, 5-24-1 straight up, 5-25 ATS. I'm fading them at all costs. And AR-15, again, you see why he doesn't get looks in the regular season, but he has some moments in the preseason.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel great laying 3.5 with AR-15 being a part of that there, but I'll take Indy laying 3.5. More just the fate of the Falcons.
Yeah, I would take an alt number if it was available here. Yeah, I have no problem laying 3.5. We were the Colts. I love this game. Just because, and in your, what you said, it's a fate of this Falcons team. Tua, I do have a play on Tua for comeback player of the year, 40-1, which I'm glad he's doing this. He's reminding people
that if he is good, it will be a comeback.
Right, of how bad he is. But you just mentioned those two quarterbacks, Cooper Rush, and the other guy's an undrafted D2 player.
Yes.
Who will play the majority of this because they can't afford for Cooper Rush to get hurt.
No.
Because Penix is months
CJ, I've never seen this. They're still calling it a quarterback battle, and Penix hasn't played.
Penix
has not played 11-on-11.
Penix is in a hospital bed.
And they still go, well, we'll see. You know.
And it's funny because you're right, because the media is trying to say, well, it's a battle. And Penix is trying to tell you, no, I am not coming back until October at the earliest. He's telling him.
Like, it's still neck and neck.
We don't believe you. We just cannot face the reality of Tua being our quarterback. I mean, they're a mess. And they look like a mess last week versus Denver. And, like, everything just falls apart. I love the Colts here. I don't care if it's 3.5. And I don't mind AR-15. He looks good out in the preseason. And
yeah.
He's fine because he wants to get a job somewhere.
I say this. One of the most exciting players in the NFL because
absolutely.
you don't know what's going to happen. It reminded me of like rookie Josh Allen. We're just like, whoa, this guy can throw the ball far and look at how good he can run. And oh, there's a crazy fumble and it's going backwards to the other team. Like it's just such a wild, exciting ride.
Absolutely. But yeah, this Falcons team, I mean, immediate fade here. So lay it with the Colts.
Speaking of Josh Allen, I don't think we'll get a ton of Josh Allen coming up in this preseason game. Maybe you see him for a series. Bills getting 2.5 in Cleveland. Again, laying 2.5 points in preseason is scary. And so is backing anyone in this Cleveland Browns quarterback situation right now. Shadur looks like he's going to get the start here, quote unquote. We'll get some Deshaun Watson. Now, maybe Watson can carve up the Bills twos and threes, but I don't know, man. Dylan Gabriel looked pretty rough. Shadur has had his moments. But meanwhile, the Bills, now granted they were at home, maybe they were just pouring it on
because
they're at the new stadium, but plus 124 on the money line, I think, is live. I'll happily take the Bills getting 2.5 points here. Again, Joe Brady, Todd Monken, not a ton of experience in the preseason. Now, Sean McDermott previously, he was a pretty good preseason coach to bet on. I'll continue riding with the Bills here, although I'm off to a rough start with some of my preseason picks because some of these teams that blew teams out week one, they seemingly dialed it back for week two, but I'll still take the Bills plus 2.5.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I'm going to go with the Browns here. Kind of one with the handicap that you said, teams that look terrible the week one.
Yeah, there might be something there.
Yeah, they're going to bounce back. They're at home. And here's the thing with the Browns. Yes, Shadur, Watson, Gabriel. None of them great choices to start your week one regular season game. But in a preseason game, you know, and this is an actual competition. This isn't an actual thing that matters in like in preseason. Other ones, like the jobs are set. No one's.
Well, also matters is.
Well, for them.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, for them.
Matters.
Like, Shadur can win the job.
Is it changing the week one number if Deshaun or Shadur is starting?
It's not changing any of our lives out there in the universe or anything, but it does matter to this team and who these players are.
Well, this is a good question because we were talking about maybe taking Jags week one. Who do you want if you're on the Jags week one and Survivor? Who do you want at quarterback for
the Browns? If I was the Jags and needed the win, I would feel good either way.
Yeah.
I'll say that. And the difference between Watson and Shadur right now, the answer is Watson because I think I'd feel more confident beating Watson. Shadur, not good, but at least he throws the ball downfield. He takes chances. He pushes it.
The check down stuff with Watson, when guys are checking down in preseason, that's kind of a red flag. Or guys checking down in joint practices. And you know, a lot was made, Hurts was throwing a couple interceptions. But I want you to be aggressive with the ball, especially in these joint practices.
Makes some presses. He just checks down like 11-15, but he was for 3 yards, and he took like 1 yard scampers. And like, and there was guys that he could have done to. At least Shadur will put it out. It'll get picked, but at least he'll put it out there.
He's chasing big plays.
Right.
And I think if you're making a case for Shadur, it's that he is a gamer. He's not a lot of the basics of like getting the team ready, getting them set at the line. He's not great at, but when the chips are down, he has some moments. And at least at least he's pushing the ball downfield. Right. He's keeping his
eyes. He's capable of things.
The easiest indicator for me is when a quarterback is cooked is when he's dropping his eyes. And Deshaun Watson, he drops his eyes. He feels the pressure around him.
Watson looks like one of those, like, once great boxers, then they get knocked out for the first time. And then when they fight on, like, they're just protecting themselves.
They don't want any part of it.
Yeah, they're shell-shocked.
Another game we got coming up is the Baltimore Ravens, former preseason darlings, catching 3.5 points in Minnesota. As someone who watched the Ravens versus the Eagles, now Eagles were running a pretty vanilla offense, but I think the backup quarterbacks that the Ravens were trotting out there, Joe Fagnano, I don't know how to pronounce it. He was actually looking pretty good, and I would say Jesse Minter was kind of scheming some stuff up here on the defensive side, kind of like what I saw to this Ravens team. Now, Vikings, maybe we get a little bit more Kyler here. Yeah. Maybe we get some JJ. I'll happily take the Ravens in the points here, though. I think they kind of continue their mojo, and I think they're also live here on the money line. So, yeah, give me the Ravens plus 3.5. CJ, what are you doing with the Vikings?
I agree with you here. I like Baltimore, and that's another aspect we didn't throw in there. Sometimes the new coaches doing a new culture,
seem to care a little
whatever
bit,
it is, they absolutely seem to care and put their stamp on things. So Baltimore and a lot of people in that organization and the roster still has that nucleus of players that cared about preseason and won that huge streak.
Remember that crazy streak? Yeah. And they were going nuts, and they were like trying so hard to win.
And it was,
there was some electric, I feel like a couple of years ago, one of these contest weekends, where it's like the place is going nuts.
Right.
They're running out the kicking unit to try and get a last second field goal.
So I'm with you. Money line. Let's do it.
Yeah. Come on. Ravens care about the preseason. I think it's something that's transitioned over. We got plenty more NFL preseason, including some more live money line dogs, all that much more. Sports Gambling Podcast Live here on VSiN.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Seck and the Money Green filling in for Ryan Kramer. CJ Sullivan, bottom line bomb. CJ, football's in full effect when I'm yelling at refs, hoping for garbage, roughing the passer calls to keep drives alive. It is it's preseason for us fans and handicappers.
Yeah,
as well.
Everyone's in their training camp. Everyone's in the preseason, including the refs, including the fan. I mean, everyone's just trying to get into the groove, trying to get situated. But these refs do seem flag happy.
Hey, speaking of happy, I mean, I bet humans and Tim Murray are pretty happy. Mm. Rainbow Authentics and VSiN are taking the bets to the beach. Maui Matt, I mean, that guy lives on the island. Of course he's going out there.
Humans is always happy.
Yes. Wednesday, August 26th, VSiN primetime live from the island. Shout out to the guys. Great relationship with Timmy Chang, Hawaii Football, and a beach edition of the College Football Betting Podcast, breaking down all the week zero action. Don't miss VSiN in Paradise live from Hawaii, Wednesday, August 26th, starting at 7 o'clock East, only on VSiN. It's great just to hear Yuman's Hawaii fast food, him talking about Jollibee and some of the local spots there.
The live college show, that's not enough footage of Yuman's in Hawaii.
Yeah,
this needs to be a week-long
documentary. We need to make a Yuman's and Maui Matt documentary.
Right, let's get the crew that's doing the Survivor documentary out there.
Yeah, get them Yuman's hanging out in Hawaii.
Just an offshoot in them. I want them in all the with all the rum drinks, all the shirts.
We got the New Orleans Saints at the L.A. Rams. Saints laying 1.5 on the road in L.A. You know, Sean McVay historically not been a guy who seemingly cared about the preseason, but kind of going out of their way to give Ty Simpson a bunch of good looks. Stetson Bennett looked pretty good. Sean McVay, 12-16 in his career, but on a 5-2 straight up run. Kellen Moore, 0-3-1 straight up. Saints have been dealing with some injuries. Rams have won 6 straight preseason games. ATS. I'll go Rams here as the small dog. Again, probably not one of my favorite plays just because I'm a little worried about their historical caring of the preseason, but I'll take the Rams here at home. I think they're setting up Ty Simpson to succeed. So I'll take the point and a half here. Any thoughts on Saints Rams, CJ?
I do, and I'm playing the Saints for a lot of the reasons you just explained, really. One of Sean Payton's history of the preseason there. I do not trust
Sean McVay.
Sean McVay. I'm watching. I'm sweating the Bronco game here on the other TV and look at Sean Payton yell at these referees. Yeah, Sean McVay and his history with the preseason, but also along with that with Ty Simpson there and Stetson Bennett. Yes, Ty Simpson looked great. He did, no doubt about it. And they gave him like four or five bootlegs in a row because that's exactly designed for him. And you know, good for him for setting up that offense. But now he's got a little. You know, a little wind on his sails. His ego got pumped up a little bit. I went to training camp. I had boots on the ground. He looked like a mess when I saw him out there. It looked like they weren't even coaching him. Stetson, there was one practice where Stafford was out this week, and apparently the rules was Stetson Bennett and Ty Simpson, like, just couldn't get the offense lined up. Like, they both were bad. I think if Matthew Stafford gets hurt, Jimmy Garoppolo is getting a phone call at whatever porn convention he's at, and he will
have a lifetime pass to the strip club out here in Vegas.
Yes, he will be the backup quarterback there. And you know, Spencer Rattler did not look good, but apparently on training camp, he's a great practice player. He's the kind of guy who's trying to get a job, who would like to get traded for a sixth rounder somewhere. I mean, like you said, not a strong play, obviously, here, but I think we're getting a little inflated number because of how good Ty Simpson looked. I don't think they're going to be that good.
Yeah, and it does, you know, Rams looked really good week one. Maybe they dial it back here week two. But next up, we got New York Giants at the Miami Dolphins, where the Giants are laying 3.5. Of course, they crushed everyone's awesome parlays last week. It's tough to trust them here. One, just the heat and humidity. It's going to be insane down there. And it became an issue during joint practices. Maui Noah had to leave practice, couldn't handle the heat and humidity. I think for a team visiting Miami, now supposedly the Giants did very well in the joint practices, but after a super athletic joint practices where you got guys going out with heat stroke and then you have a game on top of it, I got to like the home dog plus 3.5. Quinn Ewers hopefully doesn't play. He looked horrible. He was out for some of this week in the practice. So hopefully we get some better success here with the quarterback depth in Miami, which does not look great. Certainly the reason it's probably 3.5 here for the Giants is Jameis. Maybe he plays a bunch. He's a guy who's familiar with playing in heat, and maybe he tears it up, but I'll happily take the home dog.
And they just signed a quarterback, the Giants.
Jake Haener.
They just signed Jake Haener, so he'll get some action in there. It'll throw him into the mix there. And the Dolphins are one of these teams, like, you know, when the roster's this open where everyone is competing for a job and everyone can start playing, they're going to give you max effort all around. I think that Harbaugh streak from Baltimore is dead, obviously done. You called it last week, Sean. These Giants are losers. And what they do is they lose.
Yes.
And they blew all of our parlays last week.
Listen to myself in preseason last week.
So what are we talking about? The Giants will lose in the heat. Give me these Miami Dolphins. And is it 3.5 they're getting?
Yeah, 3.5 on the blue book right now.
Give me the money line against these losing Giants.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel like Dolphins plus 136 live on the money line. It wasn't super impressed with the quarterback play outside of Malik Willis. But to your point, I especially early now, the as someone who's higher than market on the Dolphins, the deep roster depth is a little concerning. But that front seven, when they're out there, and we'll see how much we get of their starters defense, I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
And Halfley, I think when he's going to be able to scheme up stuff, I think they're just not going to be as bad as everyone said.
And like I said, obviously they're both new coaches, but like Miami Dolphins, they're all competing for jobs there.
Yes. I think they're going to be fired up. Next up, we got our Philadelphia Eagles at the New England Patriots. Right now, Eagles laying 2.5 in New England. On our podcast, I took the Patriots. This was before the joint practices. This one's tough. I just went with the Pats and the home dog. I was a little skeptical here of it just seems like the Eagles are playing that offense so close to the vest, so vanilla. It's tough to get on them as a road favorite. But CJ, you were in the sportsbook, you were making a compelling case for the Eagles earlier. Talk me into the Eagles.
I will have a paper ticket on the Eagles.
Okay,
tomorrow.
Let's go. Why do you like the Eagles?
First of all, This was a spirited joint practice week. And they were reporting on it like it was some game in Rucker Park or something in the 70s, like this legendary, you'll never know who showed up.
It was a back and forth. And everyone talked about, oh, A.J. Brown had a lot of success. A.J. Brown's trying, which people use that as a reason why they like A.J. Brown. They say, yeah, he's trying now. Wait till some adversity hits and he goes back to not try.
Absolutely.
A guy who's once out off a team. This is, I mean, going back to the A.J. Brown, like, this is what the most frustrating thing about the narrative is, that he was on this, like, he escaped getting out of a bad situation. Right. You won the effing Super Bowl.
I know.
You won the Super Bowl. You scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. You dethroned the Kansas City Chiefs, and you won out of that situation. You had 1,000 yards. You've had your best years of your career. And then it's hilarious. Drake May had a clip of, like, they were asking about distributing to the receivers. He's like, oh, I don't think people just care. Our guys care about winning. It's like, you might want to talk to A.J. Brown about just caring about winning. Come on.
And to see him care more than maybe in the last year and a half of that joint practice just shows how much he quit on the season. But
it just shows you he has moments where he's not going to care.
Yeah. Other than that, though, it was spirited. It was very close. And reports came out that the Patriots won that. Eagles were awful in the first preseason game. They scored one touchdown with a minute to go towards the end. I think this is the spot where you're bouncing back from a bad effort, and they want to get the narrative back because they feel like they were defeated versus New England, and this is an ego thing. Give me the Eagles here.
Cole Payton is he's been a fun watch.
Yes.
If you're playing if you're a true maniac playing any sort of DFS or player props, Cole Payton rushing yards.
And of course, Tanner McKee, one of the best back.
Tanner's been cold past couple of preseason games, and Andy Dalton. Those guys are due for a little success in the preseason. All right, we got the Chicago Bears at the Cincinnati Bengals, where the Bears are laying now it's 2.5. I got it here at 1.5 at the Circa. I like the Bears.
CLV.
I mean, to me, preseason CLV. Again, the preseason CLV has been bad, at least week two. Tyson Bagent, our hero, doesn't look like he's going to play, but I really liked what I saw to Case Keenum. Mm. You know, all things considered, preseason game, et cetera, et cetera. Zach Taylor coming off a rare win. I mean, Zach Taylor's 5-14 straight up, and he's only catching 1.5, and he's coming off a win. Now, the counter is Bears were one of those teams that won big. Maybe they struggle here, but I'll just keep fading the Bengals in the preseason. I had lines and the points. They backdoored it for me. I think the Bears seem like they care here in the preseason. Again, maybe they dial it back after the win, but I still think this number is way too short. -1.5 all day with the Bears.
Yeah, I'll take the Bears. Obviously, I'd rather have Tyson Bagent playing. Tyson Bagent.
He's a good preseason
quarterback. He's the preseason GOAT.
Yes.
He got a contract just from preseason football and just to play preseason football. That's what's crazy about it. And, you know,
Ben Johnson feels bad. He's like, I wish he could start somewhere, but no one's going to give up any assets for him, and he's a pretty good backup, so he's going to be staying right there in Chicago. Maybe he ends up cutting it out, but it doesn't look like he's going to get any action there. We got some more action, a few more preseason games to get to. Hit us up. Always enjoy hearing from the live viewers, listeners, at Gambling Podcast, Sports Gambling Podcast Live, here on VSiN.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Second the Money Green filling in for Ryan Kramer, CJ Sullivan, Bottom Line Bombs. What's happening, CJ?
What's up, Sean, here as we just keep watching these Green Bay Packers.
Oh, I know. Laying 6 points at the Broncos. Yeah, they really care. And apparently the backups for Green Bay are playing hard.
Slashing teams.
Looking pretty good. Just roasting us. But, hey, reminder, we got real football coming up, a.k.a. College Football Week Zero starts next week. So if you've not checked out the College Football Betting Guide from VSiN, you are missing out. Bunch of great plays, bunch of great futures, team previews. And, of course, when you're VSiN Pro, you get it all. You get the bet splits, AI-powered prop tool. Love that thing. Very good when we're talking NFL player props. And, of course, the College Football and NFL Betting Guide. Get it all for as little as $9.99 a month. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. $9.99, VSiN.com/subscribe. If you're not a VSiN Pro, you're a VSiN amateur. CJ, we got a few more preseason games, very fun to break down. And it reminds me. Well, yeah, yes. Why don't we talk about it here? I was on Follow the Money earlier. First time in studio on Follow the Money. Had a lot of fun hanging out with Mitch and Paul. And I pitched the idea of like, hey, I don't know. I don't think they were familiar with the story, but it's mm-hmm. going on now 9 years, 2017. Had an epic, epic day. I was in, I entered one of those DraftKings Millie Makers, sweating it out after the 1 o'clock or the 10 a.m. games. I'm sitting on $1 million, watching it. I see Scott Tolzien throws a pick six. Someone who had the Rams defense hops up from fourth to second. Like, okay, survive that. I'm all right. Then at, what was it, like 3 o'clock East, halfway through the late games, Scott Tolzien throws another pick six.
No. I'm gonna do my best Paulie Howard listening to you tell the story, by the way. No.
Knocks me out of first place, to second place. Come 800K. So basically from the middle of those late games all the way through that second half of those games and the late game being the Cowboys Giants, I had to sweat out, and I don't even know what I'm sweating because there's 270,000 people. Who knows? Like, all my guys are done and I'm just rooting against everything.
Look at it up. And then Paul looks up. That was Tolzien's first start.
Yeah, he's like,
first start. Yeah, I know, Paul.
It was brutal. Scott Tolzien owes
it's only,
me.
It's only a story I bring up 9 years later.
Scott Tolzien owes me $800,000, long story short.
He does.
I kind of, like, as a throwback Thursday the other day, tweeted out my reaction video, which Johnny has the clean version that we can play right now. So if you missed this, if you don't follow me on social, here we go. Me reacting to winning $200,000, courtesy of my good buddy Carson Wentz.
Yes.
Before. Do I go on?
200 grand! Eat it! DraftKings! Promo code SGP.
Always a company man. Yes. I love it.
Oh my god, I'm having a heart attack. How do you process this?
All right, let's go. Let's walk. We gotta move. So. Oh, you need an edible.
Oh, Kramer's advice.
It doesn't feel real right now. I need like a cup of coffee or something.
Cup of coffee, yeah. Coffee will calm you down.
What the f***?
Oh, my God.
I was just losing my mind.
That's amazing.
Oh, man.
This is just me checking the score
checking
again.
Checking the phone to make sure it's real. Absolutely. Do you still have that Carson Wentz jersey?
No, I don't. I donated that to charity. Speaking of donating jerseys to charity, there was a great moment. And I used the money. Part of it was getting an engagement ring for my now wife.
Nice.
And I basically, in my wedding speech, I personally thanked everyone on my roster from the DraftKings Billy Maker.
And still cursed Tolzien out.
But
The honeymoon would have been better, babe. Yeah. If Scott Tolzien didn't throw a pick six.
The jersey thing.
Yeah.
There's a great story there. I had a Nick Foles jersey that I loved. Mm-hmm. And when that dastardly Chip Kelly traded away Nick Foles, I donated the jersey to charity. And my wife goes, are you sure you want to donate that jersey? What if he ends up on the Eagles again? I go, listen, let me explain sports to you. Once you get rid of a franchise quarterback like that, there's no way Nick Foles is going to end up back on the team. And if he is, he's going to be some backup. There's never going to be a moment again in my life where I want a Nick Foles Eagles jersey.
They're certainly not going to have a statue of him outside of the stadium.
They go on that crazy Super Bowl run in 2017. So long story short, listen to your wife, as my wife likes to say. CJ, a couple of preseason games. We got the Kansas City Chiefs on the road at Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Bucks laying 5.5. Todd Bowles on a decent run here as of late, 7-3 straight up. I like the Chiefs last week. I thought we'd see more Justin Fields. We didn't. Quarterback depth after that was pretty suspect. We expect to see a little bit of Baker, but for me, I like the Bucks laying the points. Kansas City's really struggled in the preseason. 0-7 straight up, 1-5 ATS run. But Jalen Daniels, I thought, looked really good.
Yeah.
On top of that, add the heat and humidity. This Chiefs team doesn't want to bust their ass down in hot, sticky Tampa for a preseason game.
Yeah.
Give me the Bucks laying the number.
No, I agree with you. I obviously don't lay in the number unless it's Denver, who's getting destroyed right now. But You just hit the right nail right in the head there. Kansas City wants no parts of this game.
No.
They announced it. Andy Reid announced that none of their starters are going in there.
Yeah.
Usually week two, because there's only three preseason games now, this is the old week three where they kind of crank it up a little bit, see something. Andy Reid doesn't care about that. They don't. They're shutting it down. Tampa Bay wants to get this going. I think, yeah, no problem.
Well, and the strategy is kind of slippy because Chiefs famously did play Mahomes in a bunch of preseason. Eagles have gone back and forth. You know, successful team, it doesn't seem like there's a set formula for what's the best process.
But if there ever is a veteran team that does not want any parts of a South Florida game.
I would be very surprised if they're given 110% down there in that heat and humidity. And Baker seems to have a little chip on his shoulder, so maybe we get a good Baker drive early to help carry him home. So we're both on the Bucks there, laying the 5.5. Next up, we got the Dallas Cowboys at the Arizona Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Cardinals laying 1.5. Carson Beck was a late scratch last game, dealing with the hammy there. Still got it done against the Raiders. Joe Milton for the Cowboys has kind of had some moments. This one's tough because my instincts would be to take the Cardinals. I'll probably go I will take the Cardinals, but it doesn't feel great because I imagine after they got Jeremiah Love injured, LaFleur is going to be extra careful. That being said, Keaton Slovis, Minshew, those are kind of your preseason heroes. And Dallas is on a very bad preseason run, 12-29-3 ATS. So, and it's fun to fade Dallas. Give me the Cardinals laying the 1.5.
Coming off a $500,000 fine for the fight that happened in the training camp.
That was crazy.
Jerry Jones said we're going to have to take care of that. I'm sure he will.
Oh, yeah.
Not just Jeremiah Love. Their entire first round they drafted are out. The guard got hurt. I mean, Beck, like you said, banged up. Their fourth round pick got hurt. And I love the explanation. They said, why did you give Jeremiah Love 14 touches? And they're like, well, we had to see what we have with him. With
the third pick overall.
Yeah. What do you have? You have Jeremiah Love. That's what you have.
You drafted the running back third overall. Yes. You should know what you have.
At the same time, yeah, well, I'm not taking the Cowboys here.
I understand if you have a rookie quarterback and you want the timing, all the mechanics of it. Running back seems like the thing you need the least prep for.
I know.
You're trying to limit how many times this guy gets tackled in preseason, right?
Absolutely.
Give him 3 carries so he knows what it feels like in a real quote-unquote NFL game, and then get him out of there.
Catch up to the speed. He showed you enough. 14 first-half touches was insane. But at the same time, so now it will be all their backups who are good. You got Gerald Jones and even their quarterbacks. I think Beck will play this week, and even if he doesn't, Minshew will get in there. I like this quarterback room for Arizona for the preseason, not for a regular season.
Now it's a different thing.
Yeah, but although Joe Milton is also a preseason legend.
Yeah, he's had some moments.
In his own right, but he won't be playing the full game. Tough call, but yeah, I'll give me Arizona here.
Tennessee Titans laying 4.5 points at home against the Seattle Seahawks. This one, to me, I'll keep it simple. Robert Saleh, 11-2 straight up. He seems to care. And Cam Ward has kind of looked rough. So I think they're going to go out of their way to try and make Cam Ward look a little better. And then I thought we'd see a better Jalen Milroe last week. We didn't.
No.
He was kind of struggling. So I will lay the points here with the Titans. Another hot, humid game.
Hot, humid game. Primetime game, this one as well. If you watch Hard Knocks, you know, they broke through. And then you saw that awful effort they put versus Dallas, and they taught him to run more. They said, so maybe he'll run more. Who knows? I'm not backing him. This is also a Super Bowl champion team that wants no parts of this preseason.
Yeah, I cannot imagine caring about something less if you're Seattle. You got to go to the Tennessee, Nashville. I mean, it's late, but still, that humidity when you're coming from the nice coastal Seattle, that's going to aggravate you. I just don't see them wanting to show much, wanting to put much out there. I think it's 4.5 for a reason, so I think Tennessee.
Yeah.
Clears this.
They're signing
Tarion
Arnold for crying out loud off with his ankle bracelet.
Yeah, maybe Tarion Arnold gets a look, but other than that, I don't think you're going to see many starters out there for Seattle. When we return, America's favorite sports betting blackjack.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Sack and the Money Green filling in for Ryan Kramer, CJ Sullivan, Bottom Line Bombs Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. What's up, CJ?
What's up, Sean? I was just going to say real quick from the last segment, you buried the lead about your guest appearance today on the Mitch and Pauly show. Follow the Money, of course, the main show on here. You did a two-segment banger out there. It was you.
They only
only planned for one, but you killed so hard. And like you said, just
a la Carson.
A la Johnny Carson calling to stand up over to the couch for an interview. They said, you sit right there, Sean Green, and tell us more about this nine-year-old story in a million minutes.
Yes. Good fun. Always enjoy hanging out with those guys. And yes, filling in for Kramer. He does a weekly Friday spot
I know he's going to be a little bit jealous there.
And Kramer's got his own graphic. Kramer! Check him out on Follow the Money. All right, CJ, it's time for sports betting blackjack.
Should you hit?
Hit me.
You have 17, sir.
I like to live dangerously.
Should you stay?
5.
I'll stay.
I also like to live dangerously.
Let's see what the guys choose this week on Sports Betting Blackjack.
Pretty easy concept here. CJ and I are going to be playing blackjack against a dealer. And much like, you know, the key to blackjack, I've realized, is whatever cards you're dealt, you got to convince yourself it's a winning hand. Right? And so that's the idea here with sports betting blackjack. We are going to be dealt blackjack. Each card coincides with a bet. Some sort of NFL wins, most wins, least wins, whatever it is, you're put on the spot and you have to convince yourself and the audience it's a winning bet. All right? Easy enough?
They're all winning hands, just losing players.
There you go. All right. First up, we got the dealer.
Okay.
Oh, dang. No. Last week, the dealer got an ace. This week, we also have a dealer ace. Not a great start, but CJ, you'll go first.
All right.
CJ's got a 3 of hearts, okay. Sitting on a 3, CJ.
All right.
3 of hearts coincides with the Patriots.
Mm.
Most regular season wins, or sorry, no, Panthers. I was going to say Patriots. Panthers, 86-1.
Yeah.
Explain to the audience why this is winning.
Why the Panthers?
Yes.
Can have the most wins in the NFL
in the regular season, 86-1. Why is that happening?
Well, you had me at 86-1.
Yeah, there you go.
I am the Dalai Lama. I love to give out good numbers. Now, first things first. There, yeah, you playing the. You are talking about the division champions.
Yeah.
Of the NFC,
good at home. Yeah. Great at upsets.
Great at home. Great at upsets. NFC South, worst division in football. Obviously up for grabs. So you have 6 automatic games that very winnable. You already know coming in. They definitely improved their defense. They added a lot of money on there. Jalen Phillips, of course, like a lawyer from Jacksonville.
Offensive rookie of the year, Tet McMillan, year 2 with Bryce Young.
Offensive rookie of the year, Tet McMillan. They signed Coker to a nice little contract. Jonathan Brooks is looking explosive.
He did look good. He got a touchdown in the preseason.
Absolutely. As a running back, they quietly improved their offensive line. They got Slater from Green Bay on a very big discount. I don't know if it was injury risk or whatever. I love Canales as a young coach whose system, and Bryce Young is someone you don't know what you're going to get with Bryce Young. I mean, he can look.
Play the upside.
Yeah, you can look awful, but also in a game like Atlanta, he's throwing for 400 yards and touchdowns.
That is true.
I mean, if it does get together with that division, there's no, I mean, there's a path for Carolina.
There you go. That's all we need.
To get like even 11 wins, and 11 wins can get it done.
Yeah, chop the pot. All right. I flipped it over. I got a 5 of spades against the dealer ace. Not a great start for our cards, but 5 of spades coincides with the Saints.
Saints.
Fewest regular season wins. Well, so someone who likes the Saints, I'm used to making the case for them, but the case against them is pretty easy too.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of division games that could go either way.
Right.
You have Tyler Shuck, who, I got all shucked up second half of last season, but not like he's a dead set franchise quarterback. I mean, you know, he gets banged up a little bit.
Yes.
The defense doesn't click like it did last year. They're already dealing with injuries with Jordan Tyson, Alvin Kamara. Things could break bad for this Saints team if they lose a lot of those toss-up games in that NFC South, leaning into the NFC South variance. On the other side, if you have Panthers most wins, that's probably bad for the Saints, or good for the Saints fewest wins. So Saints 30-1 fewest Joe Swift.
I like this play, actually, because the Saints, if you're a DVOA guy, they're 31st in DVOA. Yeah.
There's a world where the bottom falls out.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of buzz, obviously, with these Saints. I think they're going to be a better fantasy team than they are a real team. I think they're a year away from being that upscale team. And you talk about Tyler Shuck. We all liked what we all did. Don't forget, he was in college for 7 years for a reason.
Because
he got
and he's had injury issues.
He got hurt every single year. That's why he's older than Trevor Lawrence, which is an amazing stat that I still can't wrap my head around.
It is crazy.
He threw a touchdown pass to Juwan Johnson in college. You know, and Juwan Johnson's almost on a second-year contract. And like you said, Tyler Shuck is almost that perfect quarterback where, like, we're going to work around his rookie contract because once that's up, we're not re-upping with him.
Okay, CJ. 3, and now he's got a jack of clubs sitting a 13 against an ace.
Mm-hmm. Winning hand coming
jack
up.
Jack of clubs. Most regular season wins for the Seahawks. Only 1150. Case is pretty simple, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, one thing, obviously, repeat Super Bowl champs, not an easy thing to do. They did not do a lot of things to improve their team. Matter of fact, them and the Jaguars are the only team who have no free agent that's going to be in their starting, except for Terry and Arnold recently, but to change their starting lineup. But their defense is so good.
Yeah.
And that will, of course, carry you over.
Javarian Price having a good year. Darnold.
Yeah, Javarian Price, obviously, good head they coach. Lost. Right. And they lost a lot, and they lost Kubiak, and that is a big thing. But because that defense and some of their defensive stars, they're only going to get better. Like Byron Young and Nick Anamami. Like they're just so young. So like
the defense should still be good.
There's
regardless.
No way they fall off a cliff because of how good their defense is.
Okay, I got a 5 and now a 10 of clubs. So we stay in the clubs. Lions, most regular season wins. I mean, this one's very easy. They have a very winnable schedule. If they can just get a little bit out of that defense, they're going to be cruising. I mean, their win total is 10.5. So if they exceed that and get to 13 wins, and you're getting Lions most win at plus 1425, I totally see the case for them. And Jared Goff, as much as I like to make fun of him, he's won a lot of regular season games. You have Jahmyr Gibbs. You have Amon-Ra St. Brown. You have Jameson Williams. Like, that offense has a very high ceiling that could carry the defense. So Lions most wins, plus 1425.
And the answer is the schedule. Their schedule is 32 out of 32, and you know what you're going to, you know what the Lions are. I mean, they are a very good team, and with that schedule, easily 13 wins.
13 against an ace, CJ?
Yeah, we're going to hit that.
5 of diamonds.
We'll take it 18. There
18,
we go.
You're alive. You're alive. Yeah. 5 of diamonds. Cowboys fewest wins 70-1.
Cowboys fewest wins?
Now I'm jealous.
That should be the name of this show. Cowboys fewest wins. Are you crazy? I mean, they are the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
I mean, they are.
Dak wore a Super Bowl shirt to preseason.
Dak wore a Super Bowl shirt.
Does he work for Freezing Cold Takes?
Everything about them is so corny. And it starts with Jerry Jones. Until Jerry Jones is not the general manager, I mean, they're always going to have this thing. Did you see this quote when they're talking about the sun that comes through the stadium and when the World Cup was there, they put the visors down and they said, what do you think about that, Jerry Jones? He goes, well, they get a different sun in the summer than what we do. The sun is different. November.
The clip of CD dropping the ball because the sun's in his eyes.
Jerry Jones,
God bless him,
with a straight face said, the sun is different.
That's all you need.
In November.
15 against an ace. Obviously, I'm hitting. I got a 6 of diamonds. Whoa, let's go.
Bank.
Jaguars fewest win, 60-1. CJ, you might want to close your ears. I know you love jagging off, but the case for the Jags, 6 home games. That, to me, is the biggest thing. 6 home games could really be an issue, and offensive line injuries. Quietly, that offensive line is pretty banged up here, so that offensive line isn't healthy. I could see the Jags running into a bunch of issues, and maybe the Colts end up being a little better. Houston, I'm very high on. Maybe people are right about Tennessee making a jump and then being last in the division and bottoming out. Fewest wins, 60-1.
They're another team, like I said, other than Seattle, signed nobody to include their lineup. Fine if you're Seattle. You won the Super Bowl. Questionable draft. And they have that attitude like, we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. We're the sharps.
They're very condescending with it. So as much as I love the Jags, there is a chance where you can see.
I mean, 60-1, Fields wins is fun. Yeah. All right, so Dealer showing an ace.
Yeah.
Flipping over a 4. So Dealer is a 15. Obviously got to keep hitting. Got a 10. Dealer sitting on a 15. It feels like this card is going to decide whether we win or lose.
Every hand's a winner. He's going to make it
happen. CJ, an eight. The dealer bus. Let's go, baby.
Here we go.
That's why you tune into sports. Betting.
13
blackjack.
Versus an ace. No problem.
Eight of hearts, real quick. Dealer bus card. Let's break it down. 30 seconds on the clock. Eight of hearts, Bucks. Most regular season wins. Oh, this one's also very easy. Yep. They re-signed Vita Vea. You have Baker Mayfield waking up dangerous in a contract proven year in a very winnable division. What is that, 46-1? I might have to sprinkle that a little bit.
I'm iffy
on the Bucks, but them being the number one seed.
I'm not.
I can totally see it.
I think their talent is head and shoulders above everyone in their division.
Hey, we're going to switch gears. Talk college football with Colby Dant. Win totals, conference winners, all that and much more. Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN.